It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The Annie Casey Foundation's 30th annual Kids Count Data Book once again ranks New Mexico last in the nation. More from New Mexico News Connections, Ross Brown.
The rankings are based on four factors: economic well-being, education, health, and family and community. And this is the third time New Mexico has ranked last in the nation. Amber Wallen with New Mexico Kids Count says it will take sustained investment to undo the damage from a decade of underfunding of programs that serve families.
We're seeing big disparities for our children of color. And this is really problematic, especially in New Mexico, because 75% of our kids are children of color. But we also think we've made a lot of progress this legislative session in trying to create some opportunities for our kids.
She points to the $450 million that the legislature appropriated for K-12 schools. It's a significant increase, but only returns the state to its pre-recession funding level. I'm Roz Brown.
And on the Tuesday Health Watch, tucked inside a nondescript building in a residential neighborhood in northwest San Antonio, you'll find a little cafe. But Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie tells us at this cafe, the music is provided by the guests. It's a memory cafe.
Why don't we start with when you're smiling?
About two dozen people, most of them in their 70s, are gathered in front of a young guitarist who plays songs from their childhood. It seems the lyrics are etched so deeply in their early memories that singing along requires little effort. It's pure pleasure. The crowd is a mix of people with dementia and their caregivers, and this is a memory cafe, the only one in San Antonio.
A memory cafe is really meant to be a social event where people traveling the same journey can meet, have fun, learn from one another, and often develop friendships.
Carol White is the director of the UT Health San Antonio School of Nursing's Caring for the Caregiver program, which is behind the memory cafe. People gather here once a month in a little conference room at the Jefferson Outreach Center.
Today we're doing music, we're singing songs. Last month we had an improv artist that really, it was very beneficial for people learning how to communicate with their loved one who may have communication difficulties.
Sharon Rivette is a specialist in family caregiving with Caring for the Caregiver, and much of her expertise comes from having been a caregiver herself for her husband. She says safe, social experiences like those that happen at the Memory Cafe are invaluable for both caregivers and those with dementia.
The value of that is the contrast of being socially isolated, which happens so often to caregivers and their loved ones are caring for, and that can lead to depression and feeling isolation to the greater depth than you've ever known it.
On this day, City Councilmember Ana Sandoval is at the cafe singing along. Jefferson Outreach is in her district, but she says San Antonio has a large and growing older population, so the conversation about dementia must be citywide.
To begin to take away that stigma, I mean, dementia is with us, right? Until there is a cure found for us, we will have community members with dementia. They should not be isolated. We should be able to interact with them.
Most of the strain of caring for Texans with dementia is borne by their spouses, children, and other family members. The Department of State Health Services says more than 1.4 million Texans were acting as unpaid caregivers for those with Alzheimer's in 2017, providing 1.6 billion, with a B, hours of unpaid care. They need support, and White, the director of Caring for the Caregiver, says sometimes they just need a little break, a little breather. They get one at the cafe.
It can be a time where they can be with their loved one and socialize and not worry about the challenges of care. They don't have to worry about maybe if there's some behavioral issues. It's a very inclusive environment where caregivers can relax, where everyone is accepting.
And while the caregivers relax, Sharon Rivette says guests that are in various stages of cognitive decline can have some fun with people who are on the same journey as they are.
There's parts of the brain that are still so active and that can still be tapped into maybe with a game or a song as we sang today and bring back those words and that melody. It just uplifts us.
Uplifting those with dementia and their support systems is the goal of those at Caring for the Caregiver. They hope soon there will be memory cafes all over the city. But for now, anyone with dementia and their caregivers who need a break, they're welcome at this one. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.
Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.